started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now, that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of shit. And I think Americans really show their ignorance when they say they want their politicians to be honest. What are these fucking cretins talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into American life, the whole system would collapse. No one would know what to do. Honesty would fuck this country up. That's right.
Not the greatest country in the world, Professor. That's my answer.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom. All right. There is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. I know more about tax abatements, I know more about taxes than any human being that God ever created.
And yet they go after good, hard-working people for not paying taxes on a company car. You didn't pay tax on the car or a company apartment. You used an apartment because you need an apartment because you have to travel too far where your house is, and didn't pay tax. Or education for your grandchildren. I don't even know. Do you have to? But does anybody know the answer to that stuff?
I know more about taxes than any human being that God ever created.
Hey, happy July 7th, everybody. This is the Andy and Mandy Show. We're live from California, and we are live from
Mars.
Thank you. Hello, live from the UK and California. Hey, Amanda, how are we doing today? This is the Andy and Amanda Show. You can join our program by dialing 515-605-9888. As you all know by now, we'd love to hear from you because you make the show. Anyway, how are we doing today? We had a few days off. Well, yesterday we actually came on and did we tried to do a scam capture a scam artist. And I'll tell you how that actually went. I did capture her. I did capture the scam artist yesterday. We tried to do it live on the show.
But I
had to do it on my own. But anyway, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July holiday here in the United States and stayed safe and enjoyed the weekend and got out and did some traveling and maybe enjoyed some fireworks and some barbecues and all the things you're supposed to do on July 4th. I hope you got to do and did it safely, because that's what you want for
Absolutely.
Everybody. Safe. We want everybody to be safe and be effective in their lives and have a fun time doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want to have happen here.
Absolutely.
Andy.
Yeah.
You bet. My name is Andy Kimball. Would you have Amanda Love on the other side of the pond? Way across the other side of the pond here. Yeah. So here's what we got. Amanda kindly reminded me, somehow we got some kind of fluke. I don't know how it happened. Well, I'm responsible, so I did it by mistake. So
yeah.
We're actually going to launch. We're going to launch another episode at 14:58 or whatever, almost 15 minutes later, we'll launch the next episode. And then on the podcast, I'll just merge the two together. Or maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see.
Now that I'm thinking about it, no, hell no. No. Let me go back and change the 45-minute episode to an hour. I didn't launch it yet. See? I'm going to make it a full 60 minutes. Okay?
Excellent.
Done deal. And that way we can either put this on our podcast. I don't know how many live listeners we have right now anyway, or not, and just do another one for 60 minutes at a quarter after. the hour.
Or now.
Or we can just, you and I could sing for the next.
yeah, we'll sing for another 8 minutes and see mm-hmm. how long the listeners last.
So many people drop off the line.
Oh, bless them. They're so good to us.
They are.
We're grateful to have you with us and our craziness and our technical things.
So what I'll do is, why don't you entertain us with the news of the weekend in the UK, and I'll go ahead and finish programming our show. Let me just get
alrighty.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry, guys. Please forgive me. Okay, I have some crappy COVID news.
Yeah. Oh no, really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I gotta report it. You know. So here in the UK, I know. Here in the UK, it's looking very bleak and uncertain because our COVID cases are continuing to rise, and the cases have risen about 30,000 for the first time since January. So, good old Boris is still going ahead with the plans of coming out of lockdown on the 19th and is claiming that scientists are absolutely clear that we have severed the link between infection and serious disease and death. Saying that currently there are only a 30th of the deaths that we were seeing at an equivalent position in previous waves of this pandemic. But on Monday, our government's chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, was more cautious, saying vaccines had weakened the link between cases and hospitalizations, that it's a weakened link. Weakened, Boris, weakened. Not broken, weakened. And not a completely broken one. So we have 330 hospital admissions a day on average in England at the moment. And as you know, I mentioned previously that infection rates are expected to rise to 100,000 a day, but they are hoping it will peak before that. So between now and August the 16th, we are expecting millions to be self-isolating. And after the 16th in England, I know it sucks, it really does. After August the 16th, those who had both vaccinations will not have to self-isolate if they have been in contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID. Until then, it's looking like a possible 4.5 million will have to self-isolate. And the reason they are waiting until August the 16th is because by then they feel there will have been much more progress in the vaccination rollout. So, you know, there will be a greater tolerance to this this wave that we have. So Boris Johnson has been challenged about this whole big move that he's making by our Labour Party leader, Keir Starmer, saying that, you know, it won't feel like freedom from lockdown with having to self-isolate. And dear old Boris came back with country was moving to a system of testing rather than self-isolation. So we shall see what unfolds there. But the UK hospitality industry group has said the system was already causing carnage. And hospital bosses are expressing major concern as to what is coming. So, you know, our NHS system has already been through that massive strain and just starting to pick back up and get back on its feet. And now we're looking at about another 100,000 cases a day. So hopefully, you know, we get through that with not many problems. But on a positive note, soccer, football, as we call it.
Yeah, let's hear about that. Yeah.
England, has reached the semi-final of the European Championship.
Whoa!
They're playing Denmark right as we speak. So we wish you best, boys, and get to the final for us and bring that trophy home, because I'm sure England will be forever joyous and grateful for that moment. And I'm proud of them. They've done really well, really, really well. Mm. So yeah, you know, we've had other news such as Trump suing Twitter, Google, and Facebook.
Oh, let me hear about that. I didn't catch us up on that one. Yeah,
So he's announced plans to sue them, claiming that he has been a victim of censorship. Right. So the class action lawsuit targets the three companies' CEOs, and as we all know, Mr. Trump was suspended from his social media accounts in January with concerns about the Capitol riots led by his supporters, etc. And so on Wednesday, Mr. Trump called the lawsuit a very beautiful development for our freedom of speech. Yeah,
that's
right.
What he does. That's what he does, you know. Beautiful
yeah.
development.
But, I mean, come on. Why should he be seen any different for all the things that he's been expressing when, you know, everyday people on Facebook, I don't know about Twitter so much. Well, Twitter's quite strict as well, but Facebook have become strict with people about abuse and all sorts of things that they don't tolerate from its average users. And so when somebody in a position like he had as president, you know, he's got this massive movement behind him that he's causing these waves, these ripples, then, you know, surely it is their responsibility to say, hey, look, okay, this is stirring a pot way too much. People having a major effect from this. If no one else is going to step in to kind of break this wave, this put a dam up between him and his followers, then, you know, it's their responsibility, right, to step in and say, okay, well, I'm sorry, we've got to ban you for so long to not, you know, have this effect.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think they did the right thing. They were acting responsibly.
Of course they did.
They would do it with anybody else, you know.
And they have the right to do it. If a guy gets on there and starts disseminating literally, and let's call it what it is, lies, misinformation, distorting the truth with millions of followers. Look how many millions of people voted for the guy. Not enough to reelect him, thank God, but still a big audience, which of course has then dwindled significantly. And they have every right to ban him, and they did the right thing. If he doesn't like it, well, he's a sore loser. You know, he is a loser, actually. He's a big loser. The worst is yet to come for this guy, because I think he's going to go down big time, and his business is going to go down. So and the day can't come soon enough. It can't come soon enough. And what do you say we go ahead and we launch part two of our show. Join us back on. We're just going to disappear, and we're going to come right back on. I don't know how this works, because we're stopping this show, and we're going to come back on with a brand new show, piggybacked. So, again, 515-605-9888 for those of you who are listening live on Block Talk Radio. Tune into the Andy and Amanda Show. We've never done this before. Just stop the show. And I think we have. Now that I think about it, I think actually we have done this. I remember doing it way back when we had a similar situation, or we just got cut off. It was an internet situation. We had to start a new show. I forget, but it works okay. I remember it working okay, I think. So let's try it now.
Let's go for it.
From our Hollywood studios, we're going to do some magic, and we're going to stop this show. We're going to kick off with another one in just a few seconds. So come on back and join the Andy and Amanda Show in just a minute. Okay, folks, we'll see you in a couple minutes. Toodle bit.
Dear Mainland, aloha. My brother and I know all about your to-do list, but have you also considered making a to-don't list? Like don't forget hang time with your ohana. Don't forget to step outside every now and then. And don't forget the big wave golden ale. So maybe you make a to-don't list today, yeah?
Put it on your to-do list.
Good one, brother. One life, right? Mahalo. Longboard Island Lager and Big Wave Golden Ale from Kona Brewing.
Hello again.
Hello, hello.
Amazing how that worked, eh?
I know, right? What a wonderful trip we just had.
We just had Amanda and I, for those of you who are tuning into this show and who want to join us at 515-605-9888. Not that you will, but you're certainly welcome to. We had a little, I don't know what you call it, a little technical issue with the previous show that it was only scheduled for a 15-minute run. And so we started, we launched an immediate episode for the normal hour and piggybacked both of them. So now we are back with you again. Anyway, yes, Trump is, whatever I was saying before is what I say now again.
Here I come, save the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, we last week, I think it was last Wednesday, actually, we started talking to Lee Van Dusen, who has a great experience in in day trading and going looking at stocks and, you know, finding out the story and take advantage of opportunities that a lot of people, a lot of the Wall Street type investors and people who don't invest, such as myself, never hear of or wouldn't know to take advantage of, and had such an enlightening conversation about the stock market, about AMC, about GameStop and similar situations. You know, what's the market doing on a day-to-day, minute-by-minute basis, and how people actually gain financially by participating in that world, that we said, hey, Lee, how would I to come back and do this on a pretty much, you know, on a regular basis as applicable as you can do it? And Lee said, sure, I believe he's on the line right now. Lee, are you with us?
Hey, hey.
Hey.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah,
it's going,
good.
Man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic today.
You sound like it. Once but not midnight. Sitting over here.
I'm excited to be on the show today.
Oh, I love it. I love
it. As always, not just today.
Okay, okay. I love to hear that, darling. I love that.
So what's on the docket for today?
Well, a couple of things. First, I want to talk about I don't want to talk. Wait, I want to talk about it.
You have to see the river, the wonderful river of love. You'll find it in the river of wind, if ever a river runs.
Yes. You, the wizard of day trading, the wizard of the market, the wizard of all things green, meaning money.
Oh, yeah.
Lee Van Dusen.
I'll take it.
And Venus. Of course, his.
I like my hips like to be held, and I like to, like, you know, so I can still move back and forth and, you know, work it, like, torque it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
Oh my gosh, you guys are something else.
Yeah, we are.
I love it.
So, give me just a second. I'll be right back. Wait. Okay, that feels better. All right, now where were we? Now. Yeah.
No warning, just off he goes. Oh, I need the air freshener. Yes.
I hope you wiped. Yeah. I didn't hear no sink with your hands washed afterwards, bro.
I was going to say, it was way too quick. That was way too quick. He's got the hand sanitizer next to him.
But anyway, so we have some mixed reports on the market, I reckon. I think that are happening now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Last week we finished our conversation by talking about AMC. And when did you buy yourself? When did you get AMC?
I want to say it was like late February, maybe early March was the first time I bought in. And mm-hmm. I originally bought in at $14 a share. And then kind of like what's going on right now is this current, you know, past couple of weeks is, you know, I bought in at 14 and it dropped, you know, way down. And I kind of just like, you know, like, was worried. I just bought it at 14 and it went down to like 9. So when it went down to 9, I was wondering why. I'm like, why did it dip that fast? And that's what got me looking into, you know, what's actually going on, you know, with the shorting and the market manipulation. So I researched the hell out of it and I bought back in with, you know, full force at $9 a share. And sure enough, you know, that paid off. And we saw it start climbing and climbing and climbing again. And, you know, where we left off last week, I think I bought at $56 a share.
Yeah.
just because I believe in it so much. So I'm like, I bought in another 1,000, you know, on the air with you last week.
That's incredible.
That's how sure I am.
We're going to hear.
You know, it's like where we're at today. Let me take a look what the actual number is as we speak. So it's 4504. So it's 45 a share. So I'm down to what, like 11%. And I'm not worried in the slightest. I'm sure there's people that are really worried about this and what's going on right now, but I'm not worried even in the slightest.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to the AMC report as of July 6th with Matt Kors here. Take a listen.
All right. To close out the market today, on Tuesday, July 6th, AMC was at $49.96 and GME was at $199.56. Let's start off with some of the fundamental developments. In reference to AMC, ever since June, for the upcoming shareholder meeting on July 29th, we knew there was a list of about 5 things we were going to be voting on if you owned AMC stock on June 2nd. That's the date of record you would be eligible to vote on this. And we knew that there were about these 5 proposals, but the one that caused a lot of contention was proposal number 1, and it basically related to giving them the authority to issue an additional 25 million shares that would bring the total outstanding shares of AMC to about 550 million, aka dilution. Like I said, this was a very contentious proposal, and today it was announced on July 6, 2020, AMC announced that it has determined not to seek stockholder approval for the proposal to approve an amendment to increase the total number of shares of stock that the company shall have authority to issue by 25 million shares. So basically, not going to happen. Of course, they might pull it on the docket to vote on the next shareholder meeting or something like that. But as of now, for the one on July 29th of 2021, not going to happen. So no matter what anyone says about dilution, it's not going to be a thing because we're not even going to be voting on it. And if we don't vote on it, there's no way they will have the authority to follow through with potentially diluting the stock. So that's definitely, I guess, at least in my book, a positive update for what's going on with AMC.
That's all, folks.
Wow.
So, exactly. It was great news for us. They didn't even – I love Adam Aarons. Like, he just said, listen, you know, he says, I read my Twitter. I read, you know, my Instagram. I read everything from you guys. And he basically just said, I'm not even going to have a vote. Because I see what you guys are saying. You don't want it. You don't want the dilution. And I get it. I don't want it. That would defeat the purpose of what we're doing here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was a big step. So it just came off the docket. And like I even said in my post to Adam, is, you know, maybe put it on the docket for next summer, because this will be over and you'll get your shares. You know what I mean? You'll get them. I promise you. We'll vote with you. But right now is not the time. And, you know, he was saying, well, we won't use them until January 2022. And, you know, and we're all like, well, who knows if this goes to January? So, you know, if it goes to January, the big squeeze that we're looking for here, then, you know, diluting it would completely screw us. So it's a good news.
Yeah. So it's at 45 now. I think on the show last week it was at 56.8 or right around there or something. And it came down from 58. Now, where's this going to settle and climb, if it will climb? What do you think? What's your? It's hard to say. Nobody's a soothsayer, but.
Right. So personally, what I personally think, obviously this is not financial advice. This is just my own personal opinion. But, you know, just based off of what I'm reading and what I'm seeing, this market is being manipulated so hard right now that they, you know, it's already in the news that they're coming with another round of shorts. So they are shorting the stock again. Like they're doubling down on exactly what we talked about, you know, last week. You know, they have their synthetic shares and they're borrowing shares again, and they're shorting it all over again to drive the price down. So I think that they were selling while it was high and then coming back down to where we are right now and then buying it at a lower rate. So they are just attacking us, because if you look at the numbers, and here's pretty close to the exact numbers. For every five people that sell a share of AMC stock, 16 other people buy it. So for the number to be coming down, you know, if your math is even relatively good, you could just see that this is obviously being manipulated. So, you know, that's why I'm excited about this, because if we're down at 45 now, I got another chance to get in even cheaper. You know what I mean?
So, that's true.
Wow. You know, a lot of people are, you know, I'm sure worried, like, oh, this is dipping. And a lot of people that have a lot of money into this, I'm sure, are going to get, you know, scared out of this. But, you know, we're what us apes, you know, we call ourselves diamond hands. So you have paper hands and you have diamond hands.
Ooh.
Paper hands are the people that are just going to sell off, you know, early to make their quick buck, and that's going to be it. The diamond hands are the ones that are waiting for the short squeeze of all, the mother of all short squeezes.
Woo.
That makes history.
Yeah. I like it. Mm.
Well, are you into the game stock as well, or no?
Yeah. So GameStop is about to be another game changer. So they're going to the blockchain, so cryptocurrency basically. And so what's interesting about this is they're putting a serial number on each share. So every share that they have, everything that they actually own that's not synthetic, they're putting a serial number to it. And if this and when this pops off, that's basically saying we know and accounted for every single share that's out there. So any share that doesn't have a serial number to it is a fake share. Which is a synthetic share, which is a naked short, just like we were talking about. So I think that is just going to absolutely change the game once we say, hey, I've got stock with a serial number to it. Do you? Do you have a real stock? And if you don't, well, then obviously you're naked shorting it.
Wow. That's
impressive.
Jeez. Holy smokes.
So I think that could absolutely trigger this squeeze and margin calls for sure.
Wow. Which would be a good thing, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, like we were speaking about, the margin call is when the bank says, we want our shares back, we want our money back. You know, it's time. You know, they're paying interest on all these borrowed shares right now, which, you know, the bank's still making money. But at the end of the day, when they realize that they can't pay them back, the margin call pops off, and then it's no longer a human thing. The computers come in, and they just start buying these shares up as fast as they possibly can because the banks want to make their money back. So it takes out the human aspect and just goes right to a trigger of buy. And if no one's selling, then that price just keeps climbing and to the roof until whenever that cap is, when people are like, okay, it's time to sell. I've made a fortune, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
Holy smokes. How do you feel about the – are you involved at all in the bigger the Microsofts and the Apples and the – Tesla and whatever else is up there riding high and or continue to be.
I was involved with a lot of the blue chips. You know, a lot of the big boys. They're it's like sustainable money. You know, you make a little bit. You know, it's just kind of like consistent jump change. I would call it for myself anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people made a hell of a lot of money. You know,
Tesla for sure.
But, I wasn't in at that time. So, you know, what I did was I converted everything that I had and I just started putting them into cryptocurrencies. You know, I put it into Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin, and then everything else I put into AMC and GameStop.
Well, what's happening with Bitcoin right now? Where's Bitcoin sitting?
I haven't checked today. It was last I checked was somewhere around 36,000 a coin. And, you know, what people really aren't talking about was it was up at 60-something thousand a coin and took a hit, you know, a 50% hit. And what that was is just straight up the hedge funds taking their money out of cryptocurrency to be able to fight this fight. So they took trillions of dollars out to be able to manipulate this actual stock and several others, I'm sure, to their liking. So, you know, it's a massive thing that, you know, people tweet are all on Twitter, you know, Elon Musk said this, and this is why this happened, and it's not why it happened at all. You know, the hedge funds are trying to cover their asses because they literally have to cover their asses. They don't have a choice.
You know, we're going to be making an investment here in an amazing new cryptocurrency. It's called the Andy and Amanda Show coin. And
the AAS coin.
I'll take a couple thousand of those.
And you know,
if you don't like it, I'm gonna whoop you.
So because we're going to actually be starting a Patreon here for folks who have been following us. We have like thousands of listeners from 22 countries, and we want to expand the show. We want to get on satellite radio. We want to get it on commercial broadcast radio. That's our goal. And we know we have fans and listeners and supporters. We've heard some great comments from folks who've been our guests and listeners alike. So we don't know what the hell we're doing, but whatever we're doing seems people are enjoying it. So that's kind of like a cool thing, I think. As opposed to being a journalist, you know, coming to you, hello, Bill. No, I'm a professional. You know, we don't know what the hell we're doing. But we have a fun time doing whatever it is that we don't know what we're doing. And we are going to be expanding upon it, and we're going to open up the opportunity for our listeners to invest in the Andy and Amanda whatever the hell it is there, the Patreon.
The AA
there.
Coin?
Yeah. AA coin. Uh-oh.
Oh, that would be
we're in trouble now.
It would, right?
And I don't know why anybody would want to invest in anything that I'm involved in. After all,
you're the greatest. You're the elder statesman of humor. You deserve attention and respect.
Thank you.
Andy,
thank you.
Selling
somebody.
Yourself short. Naughty.
Yes.
Well, we've had a lot of interest, Lee, about the last show that you were on. A lot of people listened. I had some great feedback from people, and they got very excited.
Yeah, Lee.
I got a lot of great feedback from it. I've got listeners right now listening live. I've been getting texts and tweets all day about people asking when I'm coming on, and you know, everybody's excited to hear about this, and you know, in particular, you know, the AMC and GameStop is just, I mean, you can't, you're gonna not be able to turn on the TV without hearing about this. they've got banners that they're flying over, you know, major cities. You know, we love AMC stock, and it's just in your face now.
It's unbelievable. And of course, we have somebody who wants to announce themselves on the show. Yeah, you're welcome to call, or you're welcome to come on board.
I'm Julia Child.
Well, good. Thank you very much.
Hello, darling. Hey there. How are you?
How are you doing?
Julia.
How are you, darling? How are you, darling? Good to have you on board.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This ain't reality TV.
No, it ain't. So, but anyway, here's the thing. If I bought AMC last Wednesday, last time you're on, at 56, and it's now at 45, and I invested, let's say $1,000, I'd be down. I'd be lost a couple hundred dollars in a week. But that's gonna come back up though over time.
You didn't lose. This is a set it and forget.
Tell me how that works.
If you sold it right now on the show. Yeah. Then yes, you would lose that money. But this is a set it and forget it. You buy it and you hold it. And that's just it. So there's big news that's coming up tomorrow. It's called the Securities Threshold List. And what this is an SEC regulatory list that AMC is number two of basically all the people that are shorting, you know, these stocks on this list have to cover their shorts by tomorrow. So I think it's like 25 million shorts have to be covered by tomorrow, and they give them 2 days to do it. So I want to say by Friday they have to close this out. So Monday, if that goes to plan and, you know, the hedge funds don't find some other legal obligation or legal way out of this, we're going to see like a 20 to 30% jump on Monday is my prediction.
There's
something awfully screwy going on around here.
There usually is on this show. There usually is in all fairness.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. Are these fucking people kidding me?
No, I don't know. Actually, we're this is real.
So hopefully you guys are
going to get on board with this and make some money if you haven't already.
I would love to.
I'm definitely going to. And the question is like so right now. First of all, we have Cornell. Are you with us? I think Cornell chimed in. Are you here on the online?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
What's
Welcome
up there,
board.
Cornell?
Hey. What's up, Andy and Amanda? What's up,
hey,
lady?
Darling.
How's everybody going? I'm sitting in the Andy and Amanda office listening to the podcast radio station.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there he is. Cornell is the coordinator of our show and actually put Amanda and I together way back then. About a year ago, a little over a year ago, we've been doing this with we have, there's 300 some odd episodes out there now in the archives of this show. I can't hardly believe it, but it's
we've
true.
We've managed to tolerate each other for this amount of time. People. That's impressive.
Well, actually, Andy, it's 445.
445 episodes published. Holy crap.
Whoa.
That is impressive. Wow.
Yes. Well, here's why.
The way to keep it both going is to have naughty sex. Yeah. Great to have loving sex, but you've got to have naughty sex to shock the brain into setting off those sex hormones.
And that's the reason why we have all the episodes. Or sex.
Yes, we seem to encourage our listeners with these things, and whether they actually do these things or not is another story, but I don't know, we're still waiting for people to report back to us.
Yes.
I just made it sound so sleazy in like 5 seconds.
you know, and if worse comes to worse, you know, we've had one of our favorite guests on the show
absolutely, if you play golf, if you play tennis or whatever you do, you have to make time for sex.
Yes, always.
Oh. I hear that a lot.
Oh.
And the stock market.
Yeah.
Thank you. Somebody's got their head in the game at least.
If the stock market goes down, what happens? It's
catastrophe.
That's right. So we are here to shed some truths from people who participate. We're not a financial. We aren't licensed financial advisors, nor would we want to be, nor do we claim to be. Or we talk about our genuine life experiences, what we're doing, how we're investing our own money, and giving some insight into, because we don't know. Amanda and I are sitting here. We came on the first time last week talking all about this. We're like, holy smokes, how enlightening this whole thing about how you can actually get involved in investing. And we also talked last week about what day trading was and how some people actually do this. And I know some folks here in L.A. that are very, very financially sound, considered high net worth people. How and why? Because of their day trading. You know, and these aren't these folks that go to Wall Street and ask their Smith Barney person what they should do in their portfolio and put some percent in this or percent in that. These are people who take it upon themselves to instead of going to a casino, they sit at their computers at home. They have all these apps and these programs and the software, and they monitor what's going on, when, where. They go in, they come out. They go in, they come out, and they know their experience. They get a good feel. A lot of this is done not only from the information and the information that like Lee has put forth in their show about what some of the companies are doing that he's invested in. But a lot of this is also when you get into it and you get in that zone, isn't a lot of it also what your gut tells you? This is just because of you're in
Absolutely.
It. You're doing it. You're swimming. You're doing great. You know, you're in the marathon. You're there. You're winning. You know, you dip a little, you go up a little, you dip a little, but you have a feel for what's going to happen. And doesn't that drive some of what you do, Lee? Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, this is not a if, it's a when. there's not a fiber of my being that doesn't think that this is going to happen. So, you know, I've put everything in that I can put in to see this happen. And it's more than just about money. It's about these hedge funds and trying to change the system. So I want everybody to know that this is more than just making money. This is making it a fair playing field for everyone involved, retail investors, hedge funds, everyone involved. It's a fair playing field. And you can see clearly that it is not, just if you look at the stock between last week's episode and this one, that it's being manipulated to all hell. And they're scrambling. And they're losing billions over it. So this is not something that's an if for me. And I know it deep down.
Yeah. Wow. I love what you just stated there, Lee. I love that. You know, a fair playing field for everybody. Because I'm all for the people. All for the people.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. We promote it on the show.
Yeah, my buddy, he's heavily invested. He's one of the guys that got me into this. And he told me by July 14th, when, you know, the GameStop comes out with the crypto, you know, within 10 days after that, if it doesn't trigger the squeeze, that he's going to mow his lawn in a dress. So I'm kind of wanting to see that, too.
Hey, Lee, you sure he's not doing that already?
No, I'm sure.
I'm still waiting to get Andy in a man too.
I'll take the money.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to put the pumps on.
Oh, I can just see that in my head. I don't know this person, but I can just see it in my head.
At least as long as it's not me, sis.
I love
so
it.
I'm glad we got some good listeners out here. And I know I've got a lot of apes listening to this, so definitely want to say apes, we're going to the moon, baby.
Yes.
Hey, Lee, he really probably want to lose the stock now so he can wear that dress, huh?
No, that's how sure he is. I know him. He ain't trying to wear that dress.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I hope for his sake that he doesn't have to.
No pun intended.
So where does this? Let's just talk about AMC for a minute. Where does this end up, and what does the calendar look like? You know, if we were – we're not analysts. We know that. We're folks that learned about this.
Well,
or
that's
and,
what
– you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what nobody knows. So nobody really knows when the squeeze is going to happen. But it's as simple as you put your money there and you just wait for it to happen. Because the news media, what they're doing is they're owned by these hedge funds. Like I said, they're owned by them. So let's say that I'm trying to lie to you, and we call it FUD. It's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Let's just say that,
that
I'm trying
to lie
to you.
That might leave in the minds of some of our viewers and listeners a connotation of which would be inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Inaccurate.
Yeah.
We've learned from Trump, at least I have, you know, whether you're with him or you're not, whatever. We've learned about fake news. And if you own the media and where everybody gets their news, you can spread your lie and have them say whatever you want. And that's exactly what they do. So that's why, you know, I don't even listen to the big stations anymore. Like at all.
Yeah. They were saying
that the reason that we're down this low is because it was Fox and Reuters was saying that this company Iceberg shorted AMC and that's why the price plummeted. Well, apes went in and figured it out in 3 hours that's a fake company run by one guy in his basement out of like Germany or some shit.
Whoa.
Wow.
It was just completely fake news, and they're trying to cover up that they're still shorting the stock. So that's what's going on.
Jeez.
I'm not blaming anybody for that.
What a crazy world we live in. Wow.
Yep. But it's all about to be exposed, so I'm 100% okay with it.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Lee.
Me too. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I'm going to stood all I can stand, and I can't stand no more.
No. No. Uh-uh. No. So,
wow.
So right now, I haven't looked at So AMC, if we what should we be looking at right now? You know, AMC, GameStop. Are there others that we can put into the mixture that we might want to, if we're going to? And again, we're not making any suggestions. We're not advising anybody to do anything.
Right.
I want to make that really clear.
I mean, there's still ones that are on the list that are smaller that you can still make. You know, you could put less money in and still make a good amount of money. Like you got like BlackBerry and Nokia. Like these are all kind of tied together. Of all the hedge funds are just trying to bankrupt these companies. So when's the last time you heard of BlackBerry and Nokia? You know what I mean? When's the last time you heard of that? They're shorting it. They went to short it, and look where they're at. Now everybody's buying it because they want these companies because of the information that has been spread during COVID because we're all listening. We're all home sitting here listening to everything that's going on. And they've been against the wrong people. And you know, you got bears in the stock market, you got bulls, and I'm sorry, but now you're gonna have to add the third symbol, and you got apes. And that's just the way it is. We're here to stay and we're not going anywhere.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it so much.
I was thinking, you know, I have a Tesla, which I've spoken about. I'm such a huge enthusiastic fan of Elon Musk and SpaceX and Tesla. And we've gone on a lot about that during the show, and my experience as a Tesla owner has been amazing. But the question I have is, that's a stock right now. He's going to come out with a Cybertruck. He's coming out with the big rig, I forget what that's called, the big self-driving, you know, Mack truck, whatever.
Yeah, the truck.
And then he's going to come out with the Model 2, which is going to be released during 2022, supposedly. You never know with Elon Musk, but they're targeting 2022. And the Model 2 is a condensed version of the Model Y. It's a mini hatchback that's going to retail between $18,000 and $25,000, full electric, over 200-mile range, have all the options if you want to spend the money and get full self-driving capability and all that. You'll be able to. That's not included in that price. But everybody, basically, if you can afford a car, you're going to be able to afford a Tesla. You know, $19,000, $25,000. I mean, you can't buy a Focus for that much with equipment on board, you know. So if you were to buy, you know, I would say, you know, look at Tesla. It's what is it? I don't even know.
It's a solid stock. I mean, let's face it. Tesla is a solid stock.
Solid stock.
And,
yeah.
and they got long... shorted before. And look where they're at now.
Yeah.
They got shorted. Yeah. Let's not forget that.
Valid point. And that's the beauty, isn't it? You can compare these other companies and look at it and say, well, look, this happened with these people. So, you know, the possibilities are right here. Look what's happened. We've got history to go on. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, look what's happened just in this small time period since January to now. We went from AMC about to go bankrupt. They were done. It was over until we stepped in. Now they're changing their platform. Like they just announced that they're holding UFC fights now. They're screening them at like some of these major theaters all around the world. They're screening them, and you can go watch, you know, a pay-per-view fight at the movie theater. So they're pivoting. They're changing. You know, so the possibilities here. You know, you'd never think that you can, you know, go to a movie theater and watch the World Series, but you just might.
That's pretty
cool.
You know
what I mean? Like that's where this is headed. So you know, these companies, when they are funded and they're shorted and they're, you know, they're down, what they do with it afterwards, that's going to keep the stock price high no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as long as they keep on their own doing this, you know, without the market manipulation, we've fed them and pumped them with so much money that they have options. They're buying a whole string of theaters out here in LA, you know, out in Southern California and Northern California. They're buying a whole bunch of theaters up because they got the money to do it.
Wow.
So we're just helping them grow when they were damn near bankrupt in January.
That's incredible.
I've got a question for you. What is the difference between a bull and a bear? No, it's not a joke.
I'm about to say two different animals.
A chicken was walking across the corner. In stock terms, a bull is what a bear is. When you hear that expression, a bull and a bear.
Well, you have behavior. So it's like the behavior. Mm-hmm. The bear, you know, the bear is trying to tear the stock price down, you know, bring it down. They're shorting it, you know, and then you got the bulls that are trying to raise it back up, and we're trying to fight for it. So you're bulling your way through it. So it's just based. That's my understanding of it. I'm sure there's a much more technical term.
And
then you got the apes that are fighting for all of us. So you got the apes that are fighting for everyone to survive. So my money's with the apes.
I like it.
Tesla stock is where's Tesla stock? Tesla stock is like 655 or so right now. 650, 640. Where is it? I get an actual 644. There it is. I was close. 644.59. I got a friend who bought it at $9 a share and sold it when it was up close to 900 or whatever it hit. He and his wife are in the medical profession, and they both retired. They sold their Tesla stock and did a 5-star hotel trip across the country driving with, you know, top hotels and plenty of money to spare. And they're doing really well.
I think Tesla's going to keep climbing. I think Tesla's a great stock, and I honestly think it's going to keep climbing.
I would say
I have no reason to doubt
it. It's trending down, and, you know, I would say 644.27, you know, it's going down. And I just might wait, you know, I wonder if it'll go to 600. I mean, I think it's going to go to 750, 900 again, you know, and think about that. If you could afford to buy as much stock as you can, because imagine a per item, you go to the store, you buy something, and imagine a couple years later being able to sell that something you bought, whatever it was, for $200 more than you bought it for.
Right.
Right? Where do you see that kind of performance? In what? You're not going to make it at your savings account at your bank. That's for damn sure. You're not going to make it in your money market. You're not going to make it in your IRA.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, Lee. How are the benefit that you gain in an investment portfolio is taxed as capital gains? And that's a different tax structure than your withholding tax and your sales tax and blah, blah, blah. How is that handled?
All right, you ready for this one? All gains made are taxed 50%, just about 50%.
Holy crap. That's
so capital gains, they're right around 50. I don't know the exact number, but about half. So if I make 200, I've only made 100.
That sucks.
So
I tell you what,
that's why
I'm saying,
I
have an issue with that. Let me tell you what I think about that. Here's what I think. First of all, I think that's S9 and it's crazy and it's S backward. If I got some money in the bank and I want to go ahead and invest something, and I make a lot of money, guess what I'm probably going to do with some of the money I made? A, I'm going to buy something, which means that somebody is going to be employed to box what I bought, to make what I bought, to advertise what I bought, to make the components of what I bought is made of, right? That person is going to pay when they're employed to make what I bought, they're going to have to pay W-2 withholding tax and the feds gain. More people are going to be employed. I get to buy more real estate. I get to, if I own a business, maybe I put some of that money into my business and I get to employ more people with that money. And the government in the long run would actually, unless I'm just being in theory and somebody could say, Andy, it doesn't work. I'm no expert. Maybe it doesn't work. But maybe it doesn't work. Maybe, because I also know this from the boat business. I know this too, because I worked with a lot. Believe me, I've been in the yacht business and I've sold multi-million dollar boats to people who put $1 million down as deposit, don't even think twice about it. They ask who they make the check out to. I've been there, right? So here's what I do know about a lot of these people. A, the reason why they got to where they got is because they are awfully bright. They are very, very shrewd, and they operate on a different platform, a different world than the rest of us do. And I'm talking about they're very, very top echelon multi-millionaires and billionaires. And I've sold boats to, you know, I've been involved in transactions with more than a few times, let's just say that. And here's what also happens. They will take their incredible boat that costs them $21,458,000 They're going to use that boat between 20 days and 6 calendar weeks a year, and they're going to have a full-time crew of 7, including a chef that makes $75,000 a year, a captain that makes $1,000 a foot, deckhands that make $40,000, $50,000 a year. And these people, for the most part, live on the boat, and the owners use the boat 20 days a year. And what tends to happen in the business is the owners call the captain up to say, hey, we're going to come down, take the boat to Nassau. We'll meet you there. And they fly the Gulf Stream into Nassau and spend some time on the boat because they're rarely there. The whole 7-member crew feels that their space is being invaded. Who the hell are you? What is my boat? What do you mean, who the hell
right.
am I? I own this. I wrote your check, dude. You don't like it? Get the hell off my boat, right? Mm-hmm. But here's what happens. They register the boat in the Cayman Islands. And when they go to sell their boat, they can't sell it in U.S. waters. They have to sell it in international waters so the new person doesn't have to pay any tax on it. And they haven't paid any tax on it. So what the hell? Right? So
I mean, that's how you do it. That's how these rich people operate. I mean, they figured out the system. They didn't get rich for no reason.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing, though. When they earned the riches, they did it by pounding the sidewalk, by coming up with an idea, by coming up with a product, by having a whole lot of failures, maybe several times before they hit the one over the fence. And they've been there, they've done that. Some people inherit their finances too, and people make money different ways. We know that as well. I'm just talking about the typical entrepreneur that started with nothing, who's made themselves something. And here's the thing, though, that how do we, you know, is it fair for somebody to make millions and millions and millions of dollars? And they have all their assets all spread all over the place. They transfer money to A to B to C to D, and they don't pay anything in taxes because they figured out the system. But the rest of us down here who are living paycheck to paycheck, trying to get along, putting our kids in school, paying back student loans, you know, trying to create a great life for our family and our kids, and we're paying 50% taxes, we're paying 38% taxes. Even if you're a physician making $250,000 a year employed by a hospital or another health grant group, what's your tax base? 48% by the time it's all said and done? What do you actually take home, right? And then you said, hey, your kid says, Dad, I need some money for lunch. Dad, I want to go to this college. Here's the tuition. And because that person makes $250,000 or $500,000 or more a year, they still have to get student loans because there's even at their level, they're living paycheck to paycheck to an extent. But here's that person with that $21 million yacht, right? And not only that, when they're ready to, hey, you know what? I'm tired of this boat. I'm ready to buy my new one. So let's buy the $40 million boat. Oh, but sir, don't you want to sell the $21 million boat first? No. We'll sell that. Let me give you the deposit for the $40 million boat. Oh, so we're going to keep that in the Cayman Islands, and we're not going to do that transaction in U.S. waters or territory. Why would I do that? I have to pay tax if I do that. I'm not doing that. Oh, but there's Mr. Jones down the street, and he's having a tough time getting by, and he's paying an incredible tax. So there's got to be something in some compromise somewhere in the middle where, A, we can create an environment where we don't tax these huge expensive items at the rate we do, to invite them to say, hey, you know what? We're going to cap your tax at 6% on that big boat or 9%. And Florida went ahead and did that years ago, right? But here's what we're going to do. We know that we're going to lose out entirely if you sell your boat in international waters that somebody else is going to keep in the Caymans. Hey, I get to bring my boat into Florida for X amount of time a year, and I can actually keep it in Florida for a few months if I say there's being maintenance being done to it. I can go down and use it in Florida for a while and still not pay any tax on it. But here's what happens. If we create a system where we say we're going to cap we know why you're not registering the boat in Florida and in Cayman Islands instead, because you don't want to pay tax. Get it. So here I am, Uncle Sam, saying, you know what? We'd rather get something than nothing. So what we're going to do is we're going to cap your tax on this incredible investment at a very low rate. And also, do you know if you buy a boat in wherever it is and you have an international crew, you can't – there's this thing called the Jones Act that I can't make any – I can't charter my boat out in the U.S. I can't do anything with my boat in the United States, this Jones Act thing. I mean, there's such – it's incredible – set of archaic laws and structure that is happening in this country that a lot of people don't know about because a lot of people don't live in that top less than 1%, you know,
way
up there. Right. And we say, they're screwed with their money, but they have millions or billions of liquid assets that they're not paying any tax on. And I've got an issue with that. I'm not saying, you know, well, hey, pay most of it. You should pay most of it. And I think the 50% capital gains is ridiculous. Because give me some of that money back. I'll create jobs. I'll buy something. I'll buy a new TV, whatever it is. So we need to reform the tax structure and tax law in this country next on the Andy and Amanda Show. Well, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was good, man. You went right into that. Well, I will say that if you think about it this way, and this is how I think about it. If they're making 50% of whatever I make on this, so if I'm sitting here thinking I'm going to make millions, and I do make millions, and all these apes and all these people make these millions, well, they're getting half of that. So I think that the feds would be on board with this and ready to help us, you know, get the squeeze to happen.
Yes.
Because they want 50% of our wins. They don't want 50% of our loss because that's claimable too. It's claimable on your losses. So they absolutely want us to win in their eyes because that's where the money's going to come from. And it's going to be stolen right out of these hedge fund pockets because of illegal market manipulation, and that's exactly what we're fighting for.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Good.
Much too rough.
Yeah, much. Yeah. So I have a question. Here's my question.
I'll answer the question.
Okay, I'm glad. Now, so when you gain, so what happens if I took the money I made in, let's say I make $10,000 in AMC. If I turn around and I invest that in another stock, do I have to pay tax on it or can I just invest it and make it seamless? So I'm taking it out of AMC, I'm putting it right into GameStop or something, or U.S. Steel, whatever it might be. So if I take the money out and then reinvest it, do I have to pay tax on it? Does that become taxable as soon as I take it out?
That's the tricky part. That's the tricky part. I'm not 100% sure on that part of it, but if you take the money out, you got to pay. And if you just put it back in and it's still in the stock market, well, I don't think you're paying tax on that because it's not in your pocket. It's still in the market. But that I completely can't answer that with certainty, but that's what I think happens.
I think we really do. This country needs to really address its tax structure and tax laws. I didn't say anything to about this country. Contemptible lowlife. I don't. You know, call me what you will. I guess you know whatever. I don't know. But anyway, folks. So we got to wrap. This has been Lee. Thanks, man. And you're going to join us next Wednesday. I'm thinking, right? If you can.
We'll see how you guys treat me.
We'll have a bowl of champagne on standby and some strawberries.
I'll see some tasty cakes.
But, yeah, I need some tasty cakes and a steak dinner.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. So do I.
We treat people here, our guests, get a fish sandwich. So
wonderful.
Thank you.
The best fish you ever taste, man.
Yeah. He said, I'm gonna get some cod for you, bro.
He's full of shit.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, bear in mind you didn't state what kind of fish.
Yeah. Hey, I also want to talk to you guys about. I want to talk to you guys about TikTok too.
Let's go even back further than that. Carter is handed a fucked up economy, and he can't do anything to pull us out of it. So he hands Reagan a fucked up economy. Reagan's idea is to lower taxes on the upper class, and the result is massive deficit, massive debt, massive inflation. He ends up having to raise taxes 14 times in 8 years and can't balance the budget. He hands it over to Poppy Bush, who doesn't do anything in 4 years. Who hands it over to Clinton, who then works with the Republican Congress, creates a budget that fucking balances the budget. and produces a surplus for 6 fucking years, oversees the creation of 22 million jobs in 8 years, hands that over to W, who then lowers taxes, the Bush tax cuts, and it becomes the first president in American history to lower taxes while going to war. The end result, the worst recession since the Great Depression, at 750,000 jobs a month being lost. Enter Obama, turns us around, saves us from that recession, saves the auto industry, oversees the longest private sector job growth streak in American history, cuts government spending by 2/3, has unemployment, doubles the stock market. Enter Trump, he creates fewer jobs in the first 3 years than ignores the pandemic and fucks and fucking tanks the entire economy.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Man, I wonder if that guy drank Red Bull.
Now, bull, here on the Andy Mander Show, bull or bear? Oh.
Button?
Oh, you know.
He's full of shit.
Okay, there we go. Now.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, Andy, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, we have to go. I don't want to go.
Ooh.
I know.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, well, it was a pleasure being on with you guys again, and I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure having you on.
Thank
TV.
You, Lee.
Amanda,
yeah,
I want you
sure.
to say before you go. One thing you say.
Uh-huh.
My baby, when you go out with me, money means nothing.
See? That's what you know that. All this money.
I wonder
talk.
Which way I can take that.
It means it doesn't
have
any.
Yeah. Instead of me, you've got to pay for your own meal.
You know something? As a matter of fact, did you hear about the guy? I think it was, Lee, I think it was here in California. I'm pretty sure it was. A guy who was this? Oh, my God. I'm trying to think where this came from. A guy who would take women out on dates. And then leave before the bill came all the time and stick them with
wow.
the bill. You go out on a date.
My man.
Okay.
Starting to learn a little bit more about you, Nile.
Andy, I can't see you, but as soon as you said it, you put your sunglasses on.
Well,
Tesla
Cornell,
started that waiting outside.
He's
yeah.
going to have good sex for the rest of their life.
Yeah, just you know,
well, no, if she's stuck paying for the bill. I mean, come on, though.
Exactly. I don't know where he's at.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get a free meal. I mean,
yeah.
You're on a date, and your date says, you know, your woman, you're sitting there at the table, and your date says, I'll be right back, gotta use the restroom, whatever, and they never come back ever. And you got the bill, and they do this over and over and over again. I think I forget what happened. Finally, I got to look up. I forget where I heard it or what happened. It was just. I'll get on the next Andy
well,
and Amanda show. Anyway,
I wonder if karma came to bite him on the butt, and you know he had food poisoning or something like that.
Well, what he said, you know, but you know he left and he told the maitre d.
She is not the one.
And that's the.
Well, I see.
That was it. So he leaves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, Friday show, I'll be away Friday. So we're changing the Friday schedule around, folks. We're probably going to run, maybe we'll run this show again on Friday. Yeah, run the show again on Friday. We had a
that
guest.
That would be
Chris,
a great idea.
Yeah, Chris Christie was our guest on Friday scheduled. Not Chris Christie.
Greg Christie. Yeah, we are rescheduling that one. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to reschedule, Christy. I'll be away Friday. So we'll probably run this show again on the Block Talk on Friday. And, of course, everybody can tune in to the show through podcast on really every major podcast network and medium and distributor. We are there, whether it be iHeartRadio, whether it be TuneIn, whether it be Pandora, whether it be Google, Alexa, Chrome, you know, the whole – we're everywhere. Spotify, Google, Andy, and Amanda Show. And a lot of you are hearing this as a podcast, and thank you for listening. If you want to join us live, our number is 515-605-9888. We don't get a whole lot of live listeners, but we do, and they do call in. Again, 515-605-9888. We are on Monday mornings at noon Eastern Daylight Time and Wednesdays and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And having listeners in 22 countries around the world, have to convert that to whatever time that is in your neck of the world. Other than
absolutely.
That, thank you for listening to the podcast. We are out of here. Lee Van Dusen, again, it's been a pleasure having you on our show. You're a great guest, You're a good friend of the show, and we thank you for enlightening us and providing all this fabulous information and changing my world for sure. We're going to do something here. We're not sure what, but we'll be announcing it on the show when Andy Kimball actually opens up his wallet and buys $3 worth of stock. So, Anastasia Sandwich.
I won't hold my breath.
Anastasia Sandwich. Anastasia Sandwich.
Yeah.
You know?
Be prepared to hear the creaking sounds when he opens it and, you know, some bats flying out. Like that, you know?
and my wallet says to me whenever I open
it. I have been expecting you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it doesn't happen that often. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. But it was wild if it talks to me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Amanda, take us home, kiddo, sweetie pie, and we'll talk to you soon. Great hanging out with you again, as always, my internet wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I love how you sweet talk to me. Okay, so on behalf of the wonderful Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, and myself, Amanda Love, here in the UK, thank you to Lee Van Dusen for joining us for another amazing show. We're looking forward to having him back. Thank you to our coordinator, Cornell Butler, for joining us again. We love you, dude. And thank you to everyone listening. Thank you so much, and join us again for our next show, and we look forward to catching up with you then for more craziness. So take care, keep smiling, and have a great week.
God, that was done so beautifully. That was just done so beautifully. Yeah. That's why I can't close out.
Where my juice at?
Yo, my juice. Where's my juice? Yeah, folks. Thanks for, as Amanda just said, I couldn't do it any better. That's why she does it. Yeah. We'll see you next time around. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.